May I have your attention, please? We'd like to welcome you aboard the mothership on a direct flight to Musical Bliss. Tonight's in-flight programming is brought to you by your friendly pilots, Tim and Mike. Before takeoff, please unfasten your safety belts and bring your seat backs to the unlocked and reclined position. Thank you for flying Area 54.
Stereophonic. sound of Area 54.
Area 54 with Tim and Mike, 94.7 FM. Just played a song by Trilok Gürtu. The song's called Om. That was the Phil Meissen Kantoma mix and can be found on a compilation series called Danang. Monortec Collective out of Mexico did a song called Olvidilla and Olvidilla Compa, excuse me, and that was the Roscoe remix. And I would imagine Roscoe is probably one of the members of Nortec Collective.
Well, when I first heard this song, I figured that Roscoe is going to be a huge Thievery Corporation fan because it sounded like a Thievery Corporation remix of a Nortec Collective song. And I thought, oh, they're remixing Norte Collective, but then it was Roscoe.
It was Roscoe.
Or maybe Roscoe is like their Mexican and
Mexican moniker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bittersweet before that did Take Two Blue. That was the Roy Dubb remix off of their album, The Remix Game. And that's a good album. I'm liking that record.
Amazing album.
Yeah, it is. They've done a really good job with that. Stefan Pompanek did On the Road Again. That's off of his album Hello Mademoiselle. And we start off the whole set with Underworld's brand new album Oblivion with Bells. The song we played was called Boy, Boy, Boy. And
October release. 16th. Yeah. Coming out soon. So, Tim, I listened to the album the whole way through the other day in the car. And, we were talking about it being almost as good as Boku Fish.
Yeah.
I think there's four standout tracks on the album. The rest of them are so-so.
That makes it better.
Better, yeah.
Because there was two.
You're very stoked when there can be at least four tracks on an album. Four, I think there are four very, very good tracks on this album.
Well, and with the type of underworld music, you don't really expect it. They have such a considered a trance band. That it's not likely that you or I would like that type of music.
Well, they're not really. This album isn't really trancey,
it's
though.
It's not trance at all.
And, I was listening to it. It's almost like they wrote every piece for a movie. Like you can make a movie. Maybe it was a complete soundtrack.
Yeah,
I'm sure they're doing more of that work anyway. But you're listening to it. It's definitely
real moody. Very moody record.
Much more of a soundscape than before, where it was more of a beat-driven trancey type. Mm-hmm. But I think their first song, which is used in Train Spotting, right, which was Born Slippery or whatever it is, was that kind of set them up to doing more soundtrack type music, I think. Right. But if you're listening to this, it definitely feels like there's a movie playing in your head while you're listening to it.
Yeah, I would agree. But it's a great record nonetheless. These guys should get some pretty good recognition. And I haven't really heard any critical acclaim on it yet. I think we got it a little bit too early.
I actually heard from some people who went down to San Francisco to see them that it was an amazing show.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, and they consider themselves a band when they're live on stage. So they're not behind a bunch of geek boxes. They tend to get out there and act more like a band is what I hear. I don't know what they're doing on this tour, but that's what they set out to do.
What do you have to do to act as a band?
I don't know. Put a guitar around your... Strap a guitar around you and then play your keyboard.
Pretend you're playing.
Yeah.
An instrument, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's all good. We'd love to see them, but maybe they'll come to Portland one day.
Hopefully, yeah.
All right. We're out of here, aren't we?
We are. We'll see you guys later.
All right. Good night, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow night.